Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and you know what this is. This is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, we're going back over some old ground in your life to reclaim the harvest. There are investments that you've made of your time and resources in seasons past that look like they cast their young and did not produce. That may be the outward appearance, but never forget that we play till you win. The contest of heaven never leaves the field without the pennant. Your trophy case is not full, yet with every trophy, there's conflict, challenge, contention for mastery. You not only have my favor, but you also have by my hand anointing and skill and talents given by my grace, with the intent to bring about an expected end. Raise the level of your expectations. Past dreams are being reclaimed. Set your sights on higher things, not mitigated by natural perceptions of limitation or boundary. I am moving the line of demarcation where you think the parameters of the possible and impossible are set. Get ready for the impossible to become possible as I raise the bar of my favor in your life to bring about highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled. As you step into this season of reclaiming harvest and raising your expectations, it is important to remember that the journey will not always be easy. There will be challenges along the way, obstacles to overcome, battles to fight. It's in these moments of conflict and contention that your true strength and character will be revealed. Just as a trophy is a symbol of victory earned through hard work and perseverance, each achievement in your life will come with its own set of trials. But it is through these challenges that you will grow and develop the skills and resilience needed to reach your expected end. Remember, I have equipped you with talent, anointing necessary to succeed. I have placed dreams and desires in your heart for a reason. I will not let them go unfulfilled. Trust in my plan for your life and have faith that I will and that I have led you to victory. So as you reclaim old dreams and set your sights on higher things, don't be discouraged. Embrace the challenge. Face them head on. And trust that my favor will see you through to the fulfillment of my promise. Rise to the occasion, for the impossible is now in this instant become possible in your life, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. we think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.